Hello and welcome to another My Tunes podcast with me, Mark Tiley, at manxradio.com.
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, Manx Radio.
Second week of a brand new year, and it's time for another My Tunes guest here on Mark Tiley in the Morning. Please give an enormous showbiz welcome for Mr. Darren Webb. Darren.
Good morning, Mark. How are we doing?
Well, it's good. It's excellent. All right. We're hanging in.
Yes.
Dear listener, we are separated by some panes of glass. We're keeping ourselves socially distanced.
Absolutely.
Just in the interest of health and safety.
Mm-hmm.
When I read a bit about you, Darren,
mm-hmm.
I realised that you were growing up close to my very favourite underground station, which looks a little like a small mansion house. I'm talking about Croxley Green.
Yep, that's the one.
Isn't it the cutest tube station
hasn't
ever?
Hasn't changed a bit. Still hasn't changed. It's still stuck with the worst parking in the world. Yes, cracking old building. I think it's been there since the mid to late 1800s. So,
wow.
Yeah, cracking old building. Really
and
nice.
And that was, growing up, for people that don't know, that's near Watford, sort of Rickmansworth area.
Yeah.
Were you born there?
Yeah, well, moved there when I was like 2 or 3 months old. Yeah, grew up there right through till the age of, it's got to be 17, 18. And then moved to the slightly larger part of Watford. But yeah, no, Croxley Green was great growing up. We were blessed up there. It was a lovely, quiet village, for want of a better phrase, surrounded by some lovely woods. The schools were great. It was the 70s and 80s, so we made our own fun. You know, cricket stumps were lampposts, and make ramps out of any bits of wood and bricks you could find. There was a burnt out car opposite my house that became a fort. It was a great time. Much much more innocent than it is now.
Absolutely. People, dear listener, you may know our guest here, Darren, from the stage, from the Gaiety, from all sorts of things. We'll touch on that later because you've been in some great productions. But you started early.
Yes, I did. Yeah, so way back in sort of the mid to late 80s, I started working in a nightclub. And through that, I made some friends in the sort of the TV sphere, and did some adverts, did quite a few quiz shows, a little bit of extra work. That was all the way through, probably through the 90s. Moved into pub management, so that made it a little bit more difficult. But yeah, did a little bit on the Big Breakfast, went on a couple of times on there. And yeah, so it was great fun, lots at school. So we did Grease, did HMS Pinafore, and my personal favourite was a play called The Irresistible Rise of Arturo Uy.
Ooh,
classic by Mr. Bertolt Brecht.
Oh, brilliant.
Which was basically a story of the rise of Hitler, but using Chicago mobsters in the 20s. So it was a really, really good play. We ended up doing like 4 nights at school, got some good write-ups. And yeah, so I've always been comfortable in front of a crowd. So yeah, I love it.
Absolutely. The showbiz genes are strong. Well, they are strong in Mr. Webb.
Strong with me.
I can tell you. Nightclub management, I understand. Quite big names coming through your doors.
Yeah, so it was a place in Watford called Paradise Lost, which at the time was the third or fourth biggest capacity in the UK. May have told a little fib about my age so I could get a job up there, but back then it was a lot easier to do. Started off working in a little cigarette kiosk selling cigarettes. Within about a year, I'd moved on to the bars as a supervisor and then became a junior manager. And we were lucky because of the size of the club and the location especially really helped. We had some cracking PAs in there, so we had people like Transvision Vamp, Andrew Ridgely was up there. The Drifters, various guest DJs who moved on to big and better things in places like Ibiza. And it was really a fun environment. I would say it was less hassle in that it was more a fun nightclub. So Monday nights would be student night. Thursday night we'd have the House of Fun, which was basically from about 11 o'clock till 1 in the morning. It was all the silly, crazy party tunes. So this was really before the big dance clubs came into effect.
Yeah.
So it was very much more a social nightclub than a dance club.
We've got a cracking track. The rock gene is strong in the opening couple of days. Tell us about your first choice.
Well, my first choice is probably one of my favourite bands of all time, little known Sheffield band called Def Leppard. Been a big fan of them since a friend of mine played me Rocket back in about 1987 off of the Hysteria album. Borrowed the cassette off him, broke it, the old days of tape machines and splitting tapes, so had to go into a unnameable music shop to buy 2 copies, one for him, one for me. And that album really was my real introduction to, yes, this is the genre I love. they're a timeless band. Their songs are great. Their live performances are unmatchable. And they really were, for me, the late 80s, early 90s, they were the soundtrack to my life. Obviously, there was the big situation with the drummer, who unfortunately on New Year's Eve lost an arm in, I think it was 1984. But unlike most bands, they didn't replace him. He got back to health. He worked with a drum manufacturer to create a whole drum kit that he could play one-handed using his left leg to replace his left arm. So that was very inspirational. Then they lost a guitarist, big personal demons. But some of the songs that he wrote that has sort of left of his legacy are just insane. If you haven't listened to them, listen. If you haven't seen them live, they're everywhere online. Have a look. They are an incredible band.
And the first track of the week?
Hysteria by the Gang of Def Leppard.
Yeah.
yesterday. On My Tunes, we started the week with Darren Webb, and we started in Watford. Oh, and more precisely, Croxley Green.
Croxley Green. And
it is a tube station worth visiting. Darren, we didn't talk about coming here, but I've got the feeling, and I'm trying to do a bit of research here, you didn't come here with the music business or the drama business or running nightclubs.
No, nothing like that.
So let's pick up on gainful employment before you got to the Isle of Man. What did you do when you left school?
So originally when I left school, went to work for an insurance company. Yes, a first job. Absolutely, yep. And at that same time joined the nightclub as well. Then I moved into hospitality, so I started working at a conference and training centre, again in Watford. It's now a very posh hotel called The Grove, but back in the day it was the British Rails Management Training and Conference Centre.
Let's not gloss over The Grove. That is very posh. I mean, the English Football Club would stay there. People of all sorts of...
Yeah, they've had the G7 there. Yeah. They've had all sorts. It's very popular with celebrities, very popular with sports people. It's a beautiful location, great golf course. There is a funny story about the golf, actually.
Come on.
So, whilst working out in the Caribbean in 2006, they actually held one of the PGA Volvo events there. And I'm flicking through the channels of an evening, and I saw the old cottage I used to live in, because I lived on site, was right next to the 7th tee.
Oh.
So that was quite an unexpected trip down memory lane there.
And what was The Grove called then?
It was still called The Grove.
Oh, it was
just called The Grove MTC.
Okay.
So they've expanded it and they've brought it up to date, but it's still got some of the classic features. It has got, there was 7 very specific and unique bathrooms in there, because it was used as it was a private residence for one of the gentry before it was taken over during the war, and it was used as a centre for intelligence gathering and planning. Some of the D-Day plans were made there. And because of the previous history as a residence, there was a bathroom that was very oriental. There was a very modern bathroom. And some of the paintings and the traditional features had all been retained. Absolutely stunning place to work. Again, gave me my first proper management job.
Yeah.
As much as working in a nightclub as a manager was fun, it didn't have the same responsibility as having to look after guests and keeping so many staff happy, etc. So that was great. So I worked in there for quite a while. Then it obviously got sold and went into private ownership to be converted to a hotel. So I moved into pub management, predominantly in the Watford area to begin with. And then I moved around, did some relief management, went to work for a snooker and pool club. And then after I left that, I started working in a mobile phone company. So I moved into like the customer services arena. Ended up working initially with my current boss some almost 20 years ago now. And I've worked on and off with him ever since.
So your current boss, you had in UK, in England, and then to here as well. Did you move over together?
He moved over a little bit before myself, and after some convincing, moved across 11 years ago this week, actually. So moved over here, and to be honest, I've never looked back. It's been a great move for me. I love the island. I love the people. I love the fact that you can walk into a pub and not know anybody, and within 20 minutes you're sharing stories with people as if you've known them for ages. It's just a lovely place to live. I can't imagine moving anywhere else at the moment, to be honest with you.
Tomorrow we're going to start picking up on the drama and how you got back into it here. But for now, let's have our second track.
So yeah, I mentioned this one previously. Back in the late 80s when I was working at that fantastic place, Paradise Lost, we had this incredible sound engineer who looked after all the sound and lighting for the club. Had the longest hair in the world, used to wear it up like a cobra's hood. It was a very big bouffant style. And when he was doing the lights and sound checks before we opened, he would be blasting, and I do mean blasting, this song out full volume every single night. To him, it was the reason being it's got such a wide range of sound in it. It was great. I don't think so. I think he just loved the song. And I don't know anybody who doesn't.
The sirens are screaming and the fires are howling way down in the valley tonight. There's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining no so bright. There's evil in the air, and there's thunder in the sky, and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. Oh, and down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon, oh, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was starting to foam in the heat. Oh, baby, you're the only thing in this whole world that's pure and good enough.
There's always gonna be some light. But I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now, before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone.
Yesterday, we just about got my guest, Darren Webb, onto the Isle of Man because his boss dragged him over here. And then, Darren, you discovered you liked it a lot.
Absolutely loved it, yeah. Good. No, it was the best convincing that's ever been done to me.
Good man. And what is the job here?
So, currently working at Plan.com, which is a UK business connectivity company, part of a, we're a tech company. But the Plan.com brand, which you may have seen associated with things like Santa's on a bike, the new building down in Victoria Street. So, we supply business connectivity to UK companies. That's anything from mobile phones through to broadband, VoIP-based telephone systems. And the biggest asset to ourselves is our tech history and the products that we develop, which give us a unique platform that no one else in the UK's got. And it's going from strength to strength. It was started with about 8 people around a table, and we're now over 100 employees. I like to say and believe that we've got a great reputation on the island. The Santa's on a bike this year was extremely well attended, even though the weather was, shall we say, less than ideal. Yeah. But it's just a wonderful place to work. It's a genuinely family feel there. Everyone just jumps in. If something needs to be done, we'll do it. And they're a great bunch to work with. We do have a work hard, play hard belief, but we are first and foremost a very professional, very well thought of company, winning awards left, right and centre. And it's a wonderful job to be involved in. I deal with the support of the partners and implementation of new customers. So when a customer's moving to us from alternative providers, my job is to make sure that's as smooth as possible, because obviously we don't want to see customers interrupted when they're moving to us. So it's a great, very satisfying job. And again, such a great bunch of people to work with.
I am nodding knowingly with a big hole in my head, thinking I have no idea what he does, but it sounds very important. Now then, getting back on stage, when you were little, you were doing loads of this. There was a bit of a pause, maybe, but you rediscovered your love of drama on the Isle of Man.
I did. So about 6 years ago, I was at a party and I met the very well-known, and very talented and very gorgeous Lisa Kreisky. And we got chatting and she basically got me involved in the Theatre Fest, which was an independent drama festival, for want of a better phrase, with all new plays. And the bit which really appealed to me was the basically the play that didn't exist. So we'd have a week to put together a piece of drama. That was with a very talented director, John Young. And from there, it's just exploded, really. I started doing some of the smaller venues and then moved into the Gaiety. I've been very lucky to get involved in some very good plays. Had one little bit of an issue in a Blackadder one. There was a chap who had line. I can't remember who it was, but I just couldn't stop laughing at it to the point I almost corpsed on the stage with it.
I have no idea what you're talking
either.
About.
Something to do with coffee. That's all I can remember.
Yes. Mrs. Miggins might have been in there.
She may have been there, yes.
Hope she's listening.
Ah, we do, perhaps so.
Happy days. Happy days. You know, my favourite thing I've ever seen you do was the horse.
The Wind in the Willows.
Wind, you were Albert. The definitive horse.
Albert was a great character. Very, very, very funny character to play. Bit different. Not. I never played an animal before, but yeah, he was a fun character, and he was good fun.
And just in case, dear listener, you missed it, he wasn't the back end or the front end. He was the whole thing.
The whole thing, top to bottom, front to back.
You know, that is, you know, almost like a job share. You got the whole lot.
Indeed.
We have moved out of the world of rock a bit.
We
into
have.
Country halfway through the week. Tell us why.
Well, back in the mid-90s, I was seeing a very nice young lady, and she was playing a CD in the car, and a song called The Red Strokes came on. And never heard it before. And as much as I love rock, I've got quite an eclectic taste. I've got everything on, literally everything from pop music all the way through to black and death metal, everything. There's no genre of music that I don't really listen to. But this one really piqued me. It's a great song, but it was more the performance of the singer. So I had to find out who it was, which I did. Went out and straight away bought a greatest hits album of his. And within two plays, hooked, absolutely hooked. It was the honesty of the songs, the fact that the guy would learn a particular instrument to play something on one of his songs rather than bringing guests in. Very inspirational guy, still going now, a chap by the name of Garth Brooks. So that introduced me to the country scene, but not so much the old style, my wife's died, the dog's died, I've lost the house, boo is me. More the more modern, the Trisha Yearwoods, Garth Brooks, those type of artists. And that stayed with me. And the song I've picked is one of the first ones I listened to. It's a fun song. It really is a fun song. But it's also an honest song. And I think that's where music's important to me, is when you do get that honest feel from it. And be that rock, be that jazz, be that dance music, whatever it may be, every type of music has its place. And this one for me, it's just a really fun song to have a sing-along to in the car.
Friends in
Low Places by Garth Brooks.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends I'll slip on down to the Oasis. So I've got a friend in Love Basin. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on salt. Think I'll slip on down to the Oasis. So I've got a friend in Love Basin.
My Tunes track of the week is going to be chosen by my guest Darren Webb. He's been a horse. He's been all sorts of things. He's involved in the black art of communication. I don't know what I'm talking about. But it's plan.com if you want to look him up.
That's the ones.
Give him a nice big plug. So you've been the horse,
mm-hmm.
but you're going to do all sorts of things. You've done all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
And just in the break there, we were talking about what you might like to do in the future. And I suggested to you that I could really see you as someone like the MC in Cabaret, sort of a central character, pulling it all together. Because I think if there's one word that sums up Darren Webb, it's gregarious.
Yeah, I've been accused of worse. And I'll definitely take that, Mark. Thank you very much. Yeah, no, I actually saw Cabaret at my daughter's college because she studied musical theatre. She just finished her degree last year. And very proud of her, sensational young lady. And yeah, I saw Cabaret for the first time, actually. It's not something I'd seen before. Instantly loved it. And yeah, I could have a bit of fun with the Willkommen.
Yeah. It would be dynamite, I'm sure. So look
not
at it.
So much on the singing though.
Oh, you don't know. You have to get to grips with it. You could.
I could definitely have a go. Why
yeah.
Not?
So looking ahead to this year, I mean, mm-hmm. assuming we're on a steady climb
mm-hmm.
through and hopefully out the other side of all the COVID business, anything on the horizon?
Well, yeah, it's a massive year for the society that I'm involved with, the service players. Been around for 80 years this year, so it's a big year for us. And we've already got a play penciled in for June, July, and some top secret information for later on in the year as well, which I cannot give you at the moment on air, I'm afraid.
Because you're part of committee, aren't you?
Yes, I am on the committee. There's wonderful people on there as well. It's a cracking society. respected and well ingrained into the Manx ethos. And yeah, we're looking forward to a very big year. Lots to do. Starting off with the One Act Festival coming up in March.
As a committee member, you must go through a bit of a dilemma, really, because sometimes you want to do something as a performing troupe that you just want to do, might not get the audience for it. And then on the other side, you've got a play that you're thinking, oh, yeah, well, we could do that and we know we'd get plenty of people in. Is it a balancing act?
Not really, because I think good theatre is always good theatre. And even in a show that you may consider not to be particularly popular, you still have that positive response in terms of performance. So, yes, we do have a balance, of course. We're not sort of blind to that. But I think the priority is, can we put on a good show? Whether that be a well-known television adaptation or maybe a new play or an unknown play. It's not about, is it going to be popular? It's, can we put on a good show? Because as everybody does, you always come across things you didn't expect to like, or you see things that where you thought you liked and then actually you didn't. But there's always good parts to it. The priority is always audience satisfaction. It has to be, because if there's no bums on seats, there's no feet on stage. But yeah, we do look at a whole range of plays. We're very blessed on the Isle of Man. There's some great societies. You've got the guys who put on the big musicals at the Gaiety as well, which everybody absolutely adores. But there is also interest in non-musicals, and that's an area that we kind of fit in quite well.
It is a heritage organisation.
Absolutely.
John Pertwee, no less, back in the day.
Old Wurzel Gummidge himself. Yeah.
80 years ago, you say, this
80 years this year, yep. So it's a big 80th celebration for us.
And he was over here in the Navy, I think.
Yep, during the war. And he worked with some local Manx people to put the society together, and it's been moving forward and onwards and upwards all the way since.
Well, here's more power to it. I'm make no secret, I'm absolutely love being involved with the service players whenever I can. Just a great bunch.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
A fine bunch. And in safe hands, I can see this.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, once I leave, they'll be in
safe hands. No, no, no. We went into the world of country music, yeehaw. New country, I should say. Mm-hmm. We're going even newer today with an artist. I didn't have to twist his arm, boys and girls. Luke Combs.
Absolutely.
Anybody who ever listens to My Little Thing in the Morning, this thing, would know I'm mad about him. Mm-hmm. Mad about him.
Absolutely tremendous artist. Very young. Got such a unique voice, great songwriter, a real character as well. All of his songs, again, it comes back to the honesty. There's that level of honesty in his writing and the lyrics that just really you can't not love. And the song that I've picked is probably my favourite. It was a close call. I almost went with some Chris Stapleton. I have to say, he was another great vocalist. And then you've got some great bands as well, the Florida Georgia Lines, Dan and Shay, all the modern artists that are a lot more what I would call positive country. But this song's an absolute belter. Another one to turn up loud in the car, and you can't go wrong.
Listen, it's been a great week. Luke Combs, to round us off. Darren, all the best to you and to everyone
in
the service players. Here's to getting through and out of all this.
Yeah, let's hope it's a better 2022 than 21 and 20.
And the track you've chosen to wrap it up?
Let's have some Hurricane, shall we?
Why not? Darren, thank you.
Thank you, Mark. It's been a pleasure. Happy New Year to everybody listening.
Good time since you know when. Got talked into going out with hopes you were staying in. I was feeling like myself for the first time in a long time, till I bumped into some of your friends over there talking to mine. Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind. Doing all right, but just your side had my heart storming. The moon went hiding, stars quit shining, rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane. You hit me like a hurricane.
If I would have just laid my drink down and walked out, well, I wouldn't be in my truck driving us to your house. But you're rolling with your hair in the wind, maybe without warning. I was doing all right, but just your side had my heart stolen. The moon went hiding, stars quit shining, rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane. Hit me like a hurricane. Category 5 with your smile blew me away. And girl, it ain't but midnight. You done killed the lies. Bend my heart back to your bedside. Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning. 'Cause I was doing all right, but just your side had my
Thank you, Darren, for a cracking week and some great musical choices as well. Keep coming back here to manxradio.com for more podcasts and, of course, the MyTunes podcast. And don't forget to join me, Mark Tiley, 9:30 to 12, Monday to Friday, for the Shore Morning Show.